This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September 23rd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Our neighbors in the United States have designated today as National Singles Day. Since here on From a Woman's Perspective, we believe in taking charge of our individual life and living our best, the idea of celebrating Singles Day and examining the benefits of singlehood seems appropriate. I was recently widowed. In the past couple of years, I've learned for the first time in my life how to live on my own. I've never experienced living solo before. The fairy tale endings of finding love and living happily ever after doesn't happen for all of us. Being single, forever seeking the perfect match, is something our society sets as a standard. So today, I thought we could explore singledom. In Canada, there are now 9.67 million single males and 8.6 million single females, and the numbers are increasing. In the past, single individuals were stigmatized because of their status. Women were labeled spinsters, old maids, and men called bachelors, old bachelors sometimes. Somehow, it was regarded a failure if someone did not marry. Yet, there were successful, accomplished men and women throughout history who remain single. It's a huge list of artists, composers, scientists, authors, pioneers, philosophers, inventors, and rulers such as Elizabeth I. The list is surprisingly huge. It included Beethoven, Galileo, Coco Chanel, Emily Bronte, Susan B. Anthony, Greta Garbo, and Hans Christian Andersen, the weaver of tales with those happy endings that we were expected to believe was our destiny. We've been asked to believe we are somehow incomplete without another half. However, being in a relationship is not always what it's cracked up to be in the media, in fairy tales, in books and movies. In fact, doing life solo can be happy, if not happier, than being part of a couple. People can thrive being on their own. Mae West said, "I'm single 'cause I was born that way." Today, in honor of Singles Day, we can perhaps acknowledge the wisdom expressed by Oscar Wilde. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. We are not all half-beings looking for completion. Rather, we are individuals, works in progress, capable of reaching our full potential. We can enjoy the freedom and independence of being on our own to foster our growth. We're free to follow our dreams and the path that leads us to happiness and fulfillment, and to be our best selves. We don't have to wait and put life on hold waiting for love to complete us. We can make our life. We can benefit from the freedom singlehood gives us. We can choose who we share our time with and how much time we devote to work and play. Our time is our own, and we can be true to ourselves and reap benefits from our singledom. Maya Angelou said, "You alone are enough. You have nothing to prove to anybody." When we live life taking care of ourselves, enjoying the bonds of family and friends, and shaping our life, we grow as individuals. And when we're ready, we can choose to share our best self with another. Being single is not necessarily better, but it's not necessarily worse either than being in a relationship. To those who, like me, are single today, let's enjoy our moments, follow our hearts, set our goals, pursue our dreams, and strive to be our best, complete within ourselves. And when we're ready, and if we wish to, let's make ourselves available to another who'll cheer us on, have our back, and love us for who we are. Today, Your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge and experience and to empower anyone wishing to learn to make informed decisions and take charge of their life. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic. We'll hear from author Dr. Vivian Brown, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of EphemerNU Clinic, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Christine, the health coach. We'll learn how to find that right person if we're interested from matchmaker Linda Miller. And we'll chat with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. And I'll be your wardrobe doctor as well. After an important message about organ donation, we'll speak with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, and we'll learn about investing tax efficiently for our retirement. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single, Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Before you even start, I want to thank you for writing your book because I believe that every person should be financially responsible for oneself. And that's what your book does. It empowers people and puts them in a mindset so that they participate in their future as opposed to just sitting back and let someone else drive. But what are we talking about today?
Well, today I'm going to continue with the conversation that we started in August. We started talking about planning financially for health and wellness in an age of longevity. We know that Canadians are aging. The fastest demographic in growing demographic in Canada are centenarians, and there are 5 females for each male. We know that 66% of those over the age of 65 have multiple chronic conditions, and demands on health care and costs of health care are rising dramatically. And yet so few people have any sort of financial plan, let alone have conversations with their advisors that addresses these very real issues. Today, I want to encourage listeners to consider prioritizing planning for a long life, their financial well-being, their health and well-being. And here are 3 things to do. Firstly, financially, what are your financial resources? Would they extend to covering possible cost of care? How long would your investment portfolio last if you incur unplanned health-related expenses? Such expenses can deplete investment portfolios and your wealth very quickly. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the potential impact on your estate? Second of all, consider important roles. Who is it that would make decisions for you if you can't or simply don't care to? I know that sounds a bit odd, simply don't care to. But I have seen it a number of times. I've seen people as they age, inertia can set in, especially for those who are on their own, whether it's not having the energy or caring as much anymore. And this is when people become at risk of being taken advantage of financially, whether that's by family, by service providers, or other bad actors. What is the plan to make sure that you are well taken care of and protected? Thirdly, have the conversations early. In fact, the sooner the better. Ideally, when you're active and healthy, when you have time, you have far more options available to you to consider your options, give them thought, and identify your preferences. even downsizing. I tell clients all the time that if you think you're going to downsize in the future, actually start looking now. Not that you intend to do it now, but rather to see what's out there. Locations, types of accommodation, communities, so that when the time comes and the right thing presents itself for you, you will know. When you have time, it leads to far better decisions. What if you're already aware of health or a physical issue? Don't delay. I realize it may be a challenging time and there may be some very difficult conversations, but you and your loved ones will be better off the sooner we start. As you know, Marilyn, we want to plan happy, healthy, active to at least 95, and that is our starting place. But confidence in those plans comes from asking the what if questions. We all need to be asking, what if I have health-related issues?
Well, Leslie, you always put questions in mind, the what ifs, so that we can deal with them. You've written a wonderful book, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single, Even If She's Not. And people can achieve financial independence, but it's about asking the right questions early enough to have a responsible answer. If someone wants to talk to you about finding out what they need and whether their plan is good enough for their future, and if perhaps we can be lucky enough to live to 120, how do we reach you?
You can reach us by calling 416-863-7501.
It's the Farwell Group. They ask you the difficult questions to make you think and give you answers so that you know your options and you can make informed decisions. Ask for Leslie McCormick or Darren Farwell at 416-863-7501. It'll cost you a little time, but it'll be well worth it. Leslie, thank you for keeping us prepared and on track so that we can be responsible for ourselves.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I wanted to, over the next 2 weeks, talk about the top five latest health trends for 2023. And I'm going to start out this week by talking about intermittent fasting and something called cold plunging. So, you know, we get a lot of news out there about many health trends. They come and go. Sometimes it's really hard to determine really the fad from the fact. And so I'm just going to point out a couple of points about something called intermittent fasting to start. So fasting is not new. It's been around as a religious practice in many parts of the world for a very long time. But in recent years, we've seen intermittent fasting emerge as a health benefit, as a way for example, losing weight and actually boosting metabolism. And some studies suggest that periods of fasting may be protective even against cancer and disease. So for most people, intermittent fasting really involves simply limiting food consumption to a certain hours of the day. For example, you might want to choose eating, for example, between 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 p.m. in the evening, or maybe start eating at 1 p.m. and finish at 9 p.m. And really just the rest of those 16 hours is spent not eating or eating very little. You still have to drink, but you might certainly reduce some of your food consumption. And research suggests that this actually provides numerous health benefits, including increased metabolism, disease prevention, decreased stress and inflammation, actually improve memory and cognition. Now, some experts obviously advise against intermittent fasting for certain populations, specifically for women, especially those in childbearing age, because it can interfere with hormonal cycles. And of course, those individuals being treated for diabetes or a compromised immune system really need to speak to their naturopathic doctor or physician about doing any of these kinds of treatments. The next thing very quickly I wanted to focus on is something called cold plunging, which doesn't sound that attractive. Maybe on a really hot day it might be really good, but the wellness trend is really hot really right now, and it involves getting very cold. And it's been used by athletes for years to actually help with post-workout recovery. So it involves submerging yourself in very cold water. Typically, it's between 45 and 60 degrees Fahrenheit for really short periods of time. And it can, in the research, again, it's been shown to help with immune support, improve mood and focus, reduce inflammation, and increase lymphatic flow, because the lymphatic system really helps to remove waste and toxins from the body. It can help, we see this in athletes, to recover from sore muscles and reduce inflammation. But certainly, again, we really have to be cautious with patients, those people with heart issues, blood pressure, and other circulatory issues. Right now, you know, the way to start, if you're going to have a hot shower, maybe finish with a cool or cold shower to increase circulation in the body. That would be probably a good way to start. But if people have more questions, want to get more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
A complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, is yours. All it takes is one phone call, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you for sharing those two trends with us today. I look forward to hearing the other three next week. Bye for now, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we each can hear our best and more, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today's topic is an interesting one. Being single seems now to be the norm for many young people with all of life's complexities. People should always seek the path to make themselves better than they were yesterday. I believe that this is the path to enlightenment and satisfaction because it has meaning and purpose. Human beings are social beings. We tend to be the best versions of ourselves when we regularly participate in groups and social activities. However, as we usually function as caregivers, we tend to forget to take care of ourselves and almost feel guilty in doing so. I've learned that self-care and self-awareness is one of the greatest gifts we can give to ourselves. The saying that we are our own best doctors comes to mind, because who else knows your problems better than you? There's a small caveat to this advice, however. Too many times people tend to go down a rabbit hole of information, or sometimes misinformation, when they start to diagnose themselves. So make sure you ask trusted experts about the things you need to know, like the ones on this show. Which brings me to my happy story for today. We met a nice lady by the name of Grace a few months ago. She came to us from a referral from one of her friends, who's also one of our clients. Grace thought she had heard well enough, but her friends had noticed that she was mishearing many of their conversations. So Grace booked a hearing test appointment and came to meet me. Grace has almost too many activities on the go. She is far busier than I am, even with the kids' schedule. We tested Grace's hearing, and she had a chat about her lifestyle and all her activities. Grace had the most common type of hearing loss, which mostly affects the clarity of speech, especially in background noise. Grace agreed that she needed help, and we decided to try a set of hearing aids. And about a week after her fitting, she came in for a follow-up, and she was doing great. Grace was wearing her hearing aids for about 12 hours a day, which is quite a lot, actually, for a first-time user. And she had gotten used to wearing them, essentially, without any difficulty. She said even her friends noticed that she was hearing and responding much faster than before. Now, Grace's story is not unique. There are many people who take their first step towards bettering themselves so that they can be their best selves. Why not make today the day to hear your best as well.
Well, Edmund, I know that you offer an intensive hearing test at no charge. You talk to people, you listen, and then you give them the best solutions for themselves. So anyone who wants a trusted expert when it comes to looking after their ears, think of the name Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And Edmund, your number?
The number to reach us is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. No need to worry if you're hearing every word. You can know. All you need is a hearing test and a conversation with Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, for sharing Grace's story, and I look forward to hearing another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
It's not always easy to meet someone new when we feel ready to do so. That's when we can use an experienced matchmaker with a high success rate. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we call her Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's funny you're talking a little bit about people being ready, because I've been starting into the trade show. So basically, you know, various trade shows that people go to, like 55 plus, women's shows, outdoor adventure and travel shows. This is the season for that now. So we go out and we have a booth there and we talk to people. And at some of the shows, people know we're going to be there. So oftentimes our happy couples will show up. So we've had quite a few happy couples come by. But we've also, this seems to be the week of people coming to us because they know someone who used the service and they like who they ended up meeting. In this case, we've had a couple of women and a couple of men. And in both cases, they said, oh, well, you know, I really like Shirley and, you know, she's with Dave. And, you know, I would like to meet somebody like Shirley. And when I asked how he met her, he said, oh, well, I used Misty River. So it's great to have that word of mouth. And sometimes just knowing that somebody you know has used our service and has had good success with it is that little push that people need. And I do think people really need to be ready, because I think you come from a place of confidence and you come from a place of being happy with yourself and you've done the work and you're ready to have someone in your life. You don't need somebody. You're not looking for someone to make your life for you. You're just looking for someone as a companion and as someone to get maybe travel with or go for dinners with or sometimes just sit in front of the TV with.
So success stories, happy stories are your forte. And week to week, you tell us those stories. And basically, you've built your business as Cupid because of referrals. If someone wants to share their story with you and find a direction so that they can meet the right person because they're ready now, what do you suggest they do?
So you could give our office a call. MistyRiverIntros.com is our website as well. So if you're more comfortable going on there and booking an appointment on there, we're not an online service. It's a traditional matchmaking service. But if you'd like to book an appointment on our website, you can. And there's a wealth of information as well. There's actually a video, a Tara Talks video on there, which is she has a talk show, and I do a segment or a number of segments with her. And it talks a little bit about my philosophy around dating and matchmaking. I do have a way that I like people to use the service that I feel makes it more successful for the people that come through the service. So if you go on our website, you can see some of the people that I put together recently on my blogs, and I talk a little bit as well about their experience with the service. Or as well, you can give our office a call, 416-777-6302. Keep in mind that on Saturdays, we don't open until 10, so you'll have to wait till 10 to talk to us. The rest of the time, we're Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. So I'd love to hear from you. I have always happy to talk to anybody who wants to know a little bit more about the service or to find out how they, you know, how I think they do in the service. If they're able to give me a little bit of information, I can give that person a more idea as to our demographic and whether they fit well into our demographic.
So if you're single and you're ready to meet someone new and you're not really sure about how matchmaking would work for you, it starts with a conversation with matchmaker Linda Miller. The number 416 877-633-6302. It'll take a bit of time, but she's a coach, she's an advocate, she has 30 years of experience, if not a little more, and a great success rate. So you can't go wrong when you ask questions of the expert, and then you'll know what steps are good for you. 416-777-6302. MistyRiverIntros.com. Ask your questions, get your answers, and perhaps meet that right person. Linda, thanks for sharing your information, and I look forward to hearing a happy story next time.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at MistyRiverIntros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's fun today for me to give you some good information on one of the drugs that is quite popular these days in North America. There's a drug called semaglutide. This is an injectable drug. In the U.S., it's called Wegovy. In Canada, it's called Ozempic. And it's mainly used, Ozempic, for diabetes. But what we know, and we know this from the studies, is we also see quite a bit of weight loss with this drug. So in Canada, there has been what we call off-label use, where people are going on Ozempic to lose weight, even if they don't have diabetes. Well, there was a study that came out, and what they showed is that in people without diabetes, using this drug for weight loss, in those people that did have risk for cardiovascular disease, there was a 20% reduction in heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular risks. So really what this means is that when you lose weight, and this weight loss agent that is being used now very frequently in North America, you're not only losing the weight, but you're getting a health benefit of reducing your risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, there were more details in the study, and in the study, people did have cardiovascular disease to start off with. But, you know, we see lots of people with high blood pressure and with some early changes that suggest they're at risk for cardiovascular disease. So, yes, it's important to lose weight. And yes, there's a number of medications on the market that you can talk to your pharmacist or your physician about. But what we know now is we know from this study that weight loss can actually be proven to lower your risk of cardiovascular disease.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, for sharing that information about weight loss and about the benefits of Ozempic. Anyone wishing to take charge of their health should remember The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It can be a handbook. Dr. Vivian Brown has written this book. It's a Canadian bestseller. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, that you can order. Also, you can get it at any good bookstore, on Amazon, as an ebook for Kindle, and also on drvivianbrown.com. Take charge of your health. Learn about it. And age well and be happy that you're aging in a good way. Useful advice, you can't go wrong. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning more next week.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Single, in a relationship, or married, it doesn't matter your status. What matters is we take charge of our health and speak up when we have problems down there. Yes, our vaginal health. Now, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the Femrenew Clinic joins us to do just that, talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I think women have to be aware of their vaginal health and take charge of it, and I know that you're an advocate of that. So what can you tell us about women and their vaginas?
Well, I think that women need to know that vaginas change as we age, and even though we never talk about it, we talk about menopause and the hot flushes and the not sleeping and the mood changes. An actual reality in 80% of women is atrophy of the vagina, which means as there's no estrogen, the vagina changes. It gets the skin inside is thin. It can itch. It can bleed. And it can be a source of pain with intercourse. And a lot of women just ignore it. They treat their bladder infections, which can also be a sign of that. And they avoid intimacy or intercourse or come up with excuses. And that leaves them in relationship peril and often not feeling great about themselves. And that's a big problem. And it's a bigger problem that women don't address the fact that there actually is a problem to deal with. And that's where the Femrenew Clinic came in. A number of years ago, I realized that vaginal dryness was a real problem and that women weren't understanding or taking charge or knowing what to do about it. And it's not just about estrogen and hormones. There's actually non-hormonal things that we can do. And a good checkup of the vagina can often lead to very, very easy things that we can do to treat it.
So you're telling us not to be an ostrich and stick our head in the ground, but to deal with our vaginas as part of our body and address the problem. So what does Femrenew offer?
So Femrenew offers, first of all, I'm a gynecologist. I'm happy to see women, examine them, and look. Sometimes there can be skin conditions or other problems that we can lead to easy treatments. Sometimes it's a matter of lifestyle changes, like avoiding soap and different types of undergarments. And sometimes we have to deal with an aging vagina. And we can treat that with either estrogen or the Mona Lisa laser treatment, which I'm really happy to have. Hundreds and hundreds of women have undergone this treatment. It's a very simple three-treatment, a six-week-apart program where we use a laser to rejuvenate and change the cells in the vagina so that it becomes basically younger with blood flow, with fibroblasts. It doesn't have a discharge. It doesn't have an odor, and intimacy becomes easy and painless.
So it sounds like it's worth pursuing if we have vaginal issues. Do we need a referral to speak to you and to understand what's wrong with us?
You can send a note through the website at femrenew.ca or give us a call at 416-924-4666.
So no need to be shy. Ask your questions. Gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg can answer them. One call gets you started at 416-924-4666 or log on to femrenew.ca. Dr. Weisberg, thank you for talking vagina on From a Woman's Perspective. Women have to do more talking and take action as opposed to putting their heads in the ground and hiding from issues that are important to them. Thanks again.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Now Jane Teasdale, co-owner of Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center, a gold medal award winner for their model, The Meaning of Me, Person-Centered Community Model, and framework from the academics of the European Society for Person-Centered Care in the UK, is here to talk about person-centered care and the wonderful things Mosaic does. So good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Marilyn. Always a pleasure to be on your show. So some of the differences, I guess, with Mosaic as opposed to other home care agencies is that we are truly different by providing, first of all, person-centered care, providing social workers, providing nurses, an integrated care model of our client services team. The social components that we do in the community. So it's not just about sending PSWs out to help families in the community. They're actually engaging with the clients and having meaningful conversations. So for instance, a lot of the programs that we have running are memory friendly. So for those with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, you know, really our programs are all inclusive for people. So again, they can check our website out at mosaichomecare.com for the memory programs as well.
Well, Jane, the reason you're part of the From a Woman's Perspective team is because the work you do is stellar. It isn't, like you say, just sending a home care worker out because someone wants an hour or two. It's about catering to needs and specializing and being and offering person-centered care because you do care. So do you have any testimonials from families that have used Mosaic?
Yes, I have, Marilyn. So this is from a family caregiver who has actually been coming to a lot of our programs with their mother. My mother and I have only good things to say about Mosaic. As a daughter and a caregiver, I'm very lucky to have Mosaic in our community. Jane and Lauren not only provide great events like NIA, Fitness, Walking Club, Movement Minds and Magic, a memory-friendly programs, but also unique events, which include community speakers, trips, and of course, the Mosaic Cafe. Jane and Lauren have an array of knowledge regarding all things involving the senior community and have been helpful beyond the classes and events they provide. I wish more people knew about Mosaic and the irreplaceable work they do for our community. My mother and I are forever grateful to Mosaic and look forward to the next event. And this is by ES.
Well, I hope ES is listening because I get calls from people who rave about Mosaic. And it's not just that we need the care, it's the kind of care. And you go beyond just sending a person to someone's door. The walking clubs, the movement, mind and magic, the memory friendly programs mean so much. But actually it's very personal. And I guess people would want to know more about your events and also how they could speak to you about their individual needs. So maybe perhaps you could tell us what you have coming up and then give us the details of how to reach you.
Yes, I will. So with the collaboration actually with TD Parks people, we actually received a grant from them. And this includes Blooming Caravan, Emma Rooney, and Sunshine Center for Seniors on Ward Island. So we're actually doing a wonderful program there called Sowing Seeds of Gratitude, a Fall Garden Festival collaboration with TD Parks people. That is now completely booked. It went really fast. But we have two online programs, both on Zoom. One is up Monday, October the 2nd from 10 a.m. to 11. The other is Monday, October the 16th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And there you'll hear Emma Rooney. She'll be talking about seeds of gratitude. We'll send out information of things that you need to get ready before the Zoom call. The other big event that we're doing is our third annual fall fair at Armour Heights, where Mosaic has our offices and resource center. That is going to be on September 30th from 1 p.m. to 3:30 at Armour Heights Presbyterian Church, 105 Wilson Avenue. And our very big event that we're really happy to run is with Evergreen Brickworks. And for many of you who haven't gone, you need to go. They have a marketplace. On October the 14th, we're running our intergenerational dance party, and it's called Dance Through the Decades, and it's all inclusive. If you're a little one, right up to 100 years old, you can come and take part. It's intergenerational. It's all inclusive. We have drag queens coming out. We have samba dancer. We have 2B1 music group as well coming out as well. That is on October the 14th. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. BMO atrium. No registration is provided, but it gets to be busy. So, come and visit the marketplace as well. There's paid parking there as well. How you reach us is 416-322-7002. You can check our website out at mosaichomecare.com, or you can email us at info@mosaichomecare.com.
I'm definitely going to try and come out to these events because they're always wonderful and they warm my heart with the people who mix and mingle, people with special needs, families. It's a wonderful experience. So thank you for providing this. I look forward to learning more about Mosaic Home Care next time you're here. But in the meantime, I encourage anyone that has any need for home care to take down the number 416 416- 1-800-322-7002. And if you want more information about these events, the number will work, 416-322-7002 or mosaichomecare.com. Thanks, Jane. We're going to run, but I look forward to seeing you at these events and speaking again soon.
Take care. Thanks, Marilyn. Bye for now.
Bye.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Canadian weather is often unpredictable. Today is the first official day of fall. Do we pull out our sweaters, warm jackets, shoes, and boots and wear fall clothes and suffer when the temperature rises? No. Dressing well starts with comfort. It's logical. So yes, white linens and gauzy cottons aren't right. However, our best strategy is to layer and use our clothes as necessary. Personally, I judge what to wear for a day on the day, and when the weather prediction says rain and breezy and cold, I select clothing appropriate for what I plan to do, and then layer up with a hooded jacket, and I take my umbrella. Sometimes it's necessary to plan ahead. I got a call from Susan, whose niece is getting married in early October. It's at a golf club with a luncheon afterwards. So, Susan was uncertain what to wear. We spoke and determined from the invitation that smart casual attire was welcome. Obviously, no glitter or formal wear. I suggested that Susan call her niece and get more details. And Susan did just that. She discovered that the bridesmaids were wearing palazzo pants, fuchsia bustiers, and black crop jackets, and the mother of the bride and groom were opting for black with accents of fuchsia in different short dresses with different styles of jackets. So what is Susan going to wear? She's opted for a black knee-length pencil skirt, a black three-quarter sleeve top, and a soft shirt that mixes fuchsia, gray, black, and white in a bold geometric print. She's bringing a black shawl just in case she needs an extra layer for warmth. Whenever you're invited to attend anything, the more information the better. Then you can be prepared, be comfortable, and still feel dressed appropriately for the event. When you feel you'd like my advice about anything to do with dressing or closet organizing, please feel free to either email me at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, dot Whetston, W-E-T-S-T-O-N, at gmail.com. Or you can call me directly at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor, and week to week I'll share stories so we can each learn from each other's experience about how to dress well and feel comfortable anywhere in the world. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll talk to Christine, the health coach, and Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, and we'll talk more. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
At home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with a happy story and more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And this week, I do come with a happy story about Melissa and Ken. They invited me over for a total home safety check, but they wanted to zone in on their outdated and poorly laid out master bathroom. At first glance, you could see a giant soaker tub at the back of their bathroom and a little small shower tucked away in the corner. There was a very narrow entrance to get inside the bathroom, and the vanity was way too large for the space. Melissa told me they both never use the bathtub anymore. It's become more of a chore, and they have to wipe down all the dust every 2 weeks because nobody ever uses it. Melissa and Ken both reiterated that they wanted to renovate and remodel the bathroom, not just modify what they had in the existing space. They also wanted this to be their last bathroom renovation, as they don't want to go through the whole process again. Well, that was music to my ears, as we love to take spaces that are poorly designed for space and totally transform them by becoming practical and beautiful. In this case, we built them the shower of their dreams and eliminated the bathtub since it was never used. The shower is beautifully built and designed. We used the old tub space to make a large shower. The shower has large format porcelain tiles that look like marble, a high-pressured rain shower head, a built-in fold-up bench, designer grab bars, and a custom-made glass door to fit the space. We widened the door, installed the vanity that fit the space properly, and installed heated floors so Ken and Melissa's feet stay warm and toasty during the winter months. In just over 3 weeks' time, we achieved a totally redesigned space that is practical for all, using high-quality material that's built to last for a lifetime. Greater Toronto Accessibility prides themselves on doing it once and doing it right, so you can be happy in your forever home. You can see this finished renovation on our website at www.greatertorontoaccessibility.com and our Facebook page. Just type in at the top search bar, Greater Toronto Accessibility, so you can see the finished results. Lastly, I just want to say that Ken and Melissa were extremely impressed with the work, and they love their new large shower in their bathroom.
Well, you do perform miracles, and your website is a testament to that. I recommend that anyone who's thinking of making their home a forever home to call Daniel Wiskin and get some information about how accessibility and beauty can merge to do what you need to do. Daniel, are you still doing the total home safety check?
Yes, I am still doing the total home safety check. We can take a look at your home individually, each room, and see what's best for you. I'll make recommendations and give you some general prices, all documented in a report, so you have it at your fingertips and you know exactly what to do and when to do it. This usually costs $89.95, but for your listeners this week, Marilyn, I want to give it away for free for the first three callers.
So one call gets you a free total home safety check. Take down the number 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. You can't go wrong when you deal with someone who takes pride in their work and does it once and does it right. Daniel, thank you for sharing the happy story. A shout out to Melissa and Ken, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. You got it.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, learn what happens when we lose weight from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. When you've got pounds to spare, shedding them improves many aspects of your physical health and well-being. Weight loss can lead to changes in your personal life, mental health, your senses, and more. If you're looking to lose some weight, want to lose more, or just have lost a lot and want to keep it off, check out some of the lesser-known rewards and other changes that come when those pounds drop off. Better sleep. Shedding extra weight may help you sleep better at night. Many people who are overweight and have trouble sleeping. This is often because of apnea, difficult breathing in your sleep that is more common in overweight people. Weight loss can ease those breathing troubles. You might find that you're more likely to stay asleep through the night. You may also feel more alert and well-rested throughout the day. Better mood. Weight loss doesn't just make your body feel good, it boosts your mood and mental health. In a study of obese older adults, 3 months after a significant weight loss, they reported less tension, depression, anger, and fatigue. And when it went both ways, people whose moods were better dropped more pounds. Keeping a healthier weight lowers risk for depression, anxiety, and other mental health problems. A good mood and a healthy weight go together. Your metabolism slows. If you lose a lot of weight, it's because you're eating less. When you make a major change in the amount of food you take in each day, your body begins to process it more slowly. This can make it harder to keep losing weight after you've already lost some. You can give your metabolism some help with more exercise, including strength training to build muscle mass. Call me to register for my online group training, complimentary, for 1 week at 416-809-4084 to get started on your weight loss and nutrition program, or visit my website, ChristinaHelpCoach.com, and see if this is right for you.
Christine has helped me reach my ideal weight and stay there, and I'm so grateful to be working out with her each day. Call her, try the group training, have a conversation, and then find the path that's right for you. Christine, the Health Coach, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish and leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And as we note the official start of autumn, we can plan what we want to get done before the end of the year. Kudos to everyone who's been calling us over the last couple of weeks, and we're planning a move and our downsizing project. My tip this week is to allow yourself plenty of time. As a boutique service serving older adults and their families in the GTA, we generally book about 5 weeks out. That way we can ensure the level of customer service that our clients appreciate, and we can reduce headaches for all involved. To book your complimentary consultation, take the first step and call me, Lori, at 416-697-8106. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we will do everything humanly possible to ensure that your transition is seamless.
You do leave people smiling, Lori. You can't help it. You're efficient, you have a lot of experience, and you make sure that people get what they need when they need it. The number for Lori Bell, if you want to talk about downsizing, decluttering, or moving, a complimentary consultation will get you started, 416-697-8106. That's 416-697-8106. 8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thank you, Lori, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great one.
You too. It's okay to be single. Singlehood allows us to be free, be whole, to be stronger and better, and to reach our potential. There is happiness in singledom. We can thrive on our own, and when we choose to enter a satisfying relationship, confident that we're being true to ourselves, we're able to create a joint life and embrace it without forfeiting our core values, our unique dreams and goals. We're bound to one another and yet free to be our best. We need not to give up our quest to fulfill our desires and dreams. Rather, we can choose to share our life with the right person, to love and be loved and appreciated for who we truly are. We can savor our solitude, have love in our life, and the love of family, friends, and romantic love when we wish. We're free to be single if we choose. And remember, a marriage license is not our only ticket to happily ever after. Just resolve to live a full life. Embrace living solo when you're single and realize that there is so much more to life than just finding another half. We are complete and can give of ourselves. Let's just stay true to ourselves and fulfill our destiny. No regrets, no if-onlys. Just live fully on our own terms and share ourselves because we love and enjoy another, not because we need them. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here to answer questions and help anyone wishing to take charge of any aspect of their life do so. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Our hour together today is almost at an end. Time to say thank you to the healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspective team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for making time to...
This has been a paid program.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Logan with your Zoomer Radio News. Mainly sunny for your Saturday, a high of 22. Right now, it's 12 degrees Celsius in Toronto, 54 Fahrenheit.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.